I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is clarifying if and when international sanctions on North Korea will be lifted.
As defense ministers, we must maintain a strong, collaborative, defensive stance so we enable our diplomats to negotiate from a calm position of strength in this critical time. Especially now, we must remain vigilant, and we will continue to implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea. North Korea will receive relief only when it demonstrates verifiable and irreversible steps to denuclearization.
U.S. and North Korean officials continue to lay the groundwork ahead of the expected summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The meeting is set to take place June 12th in Singapore. Several thousand Jordanians have joined the largest protest yet against the government's recent austerity measures, including price hikes and planned tax increases. Riot police scuffled with demonstrators late Saturday and fired several tear gas volleys to keep them away from the prime minister's office. Pakistan says at least six militants were killed and five soldiers wounded in shootouts along the troubled border with Afghanistan. A military statement said that in the past 24 hours, terrorists from the Afghan side have staged repeated fire raids and physical attacks on Pakistani outposts and border fencing teams. It said security forces responded effectively and repulsed the attacks in the northwestern and southwestern area. One area suffered seven cross-border militant attacks since Saturday alone. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China warns U.S. trade deals are off if a terror threats are followed up. NBC correspondent Charles